I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Welcome back to Tech Talk. This is Jess Kelly with you here on News Talk. As ever, if you've any questions for me, you can drop me an email to techtalk@newstalk.com or you'll get me on Instagram as well at jesskellynt. Now, we've heard an awful lot about AI and how it's disrupting every single industry imaginable, but there is a new skills platform that's been launched to support jobs and economic transition in the Midlands. It's called Reshape, and I'm delighted to say that Carmel Halligan, who is the program manager, joins me now to tell us more. Carmel, it's great to talk to you. Let's start at the very beginning. What exactly is Reshape?
Thanks so much, Jess, for having me. Reshape is the Regional Skills Horizon and Pathways to Employment project. It is a collaboration between ourselves in Technological University of the Shannon, or TUS as we're known, based in Athlone, with Munster Technological University and the University of Limerick. So it's a really innovative collaboration across, I would say, three leading partners in science, technology, engineering and innovation. And it has two core areas of activity. One is around the provision of education, training and development opportunities focused on the Midlands region. And I suppose just to say, when I'm talking about the Midlands region, I'm talking about Laois, Offaly, Longford and Westmeath. And the other critical part of the project is the development of a skills mapping platform, which will support the education, training and development opportunities for people in the region.
So in terms of, for someone who's not going to be directly impacted by it, paint a picture here of who it stands to benefit and how they will interact to avail of this opportunity.
So I suppose to give you a little bit of context, Jess, I suppose the Midlands region has gone through significant change. Like, we can see over the last probably two decades or so that there's been a huge economic transition, as we move to that low carbon economy space, but equally around digitalization, sustainability, global competition. So really what we're seeing as a result of those changes is huge challenges and equally some opportunities in relation to workforce development, but huge challenges when it comes to skills development, upskilling, reskilling opportunities, and how we ensure that that happens, I suppose, in a much more consolidated way. So with the development of the platform and the project in its iteration that it is now, the idea behind it is that we would provide real-time data in how we assess skills gaps, how we identify them, but also how we connect industry needs in relation to education and training using that data. And ultimately, what we want to do is to create clearer career pathways for people. So if I break it down, really, there's three levels to the platform. So there's an individual level, there is an employer level, and then there's a training providers level. So with the individual level, so just, I suppose, for your listeners and thinking, well, what, as you said, what will this do for me? So if I log on to Reshape, which is www.reshape.ie. The idea behind it is that you would use this tool, this technology, to assess your skills and your competencies and to understand maybe if there's current gaps, if you have a career progression, if you have a desire to do further study, or you're looking for a career change. So if I look at, you know, what happens when you log in, what's the expectations? What do we want to do? We want people to upload their CV and to input or customize any data that they have that would tell us a little bit more about their skills and their competencies. What they then do is they complete what's called a skills audit. And so this allows us to use technology, and it is AI powered. So it uses the technology to extract out your skills and your competencies across knowledge, hard skills, soft skills, and it maps it against what's called the ESCO skills framework. So for anyone who doesn't know what the ESCO skills framework, it is European skills, competencies, qualifications and occupational framework. It's EU wide. So what it does really is it provides us with a framework in understanding and interpreting skills, but also occupations. So when you complete your skills audit, it then asks you, Well, what is your North Star, for want of a better word? It looks at what's your career progression? What is your goal? Do you want something that is career focused? Is it something that is in relation to current workforce trends? So it allows you to look at some job opportunities within the region. And then you may simply want to look at further education and training. Do I have a desire to go back and study? And so what it does is once you select your goal, it uses the data that's captured as part of your skills audit and it maps it against a pathway. And it tells you where the gaps are in your skills and competencies. So if I give you an example, if I wanted to do something in project management and I am currently in engineering, what it does is it extracts my current skills in engineering and it maps it against a pathway that looks at project management and it tells you where the gaps are. It also tells you, which I think is really, really amazing, is the transferable skills that you have from your engineering background right into project management. And what it then does is it looks at providers, training providers, and it identifies, okay, so if there's a gap in these skills, how do I meet this gap? How do I address this need? And it maps it to a number of courses that will help you achieve that pathway. So, for example, me being my engineer and I want to move into project management, it will extract the courses that are most relevant in terms of my skills gap. So, will it extract something that has project management, leadership, data analytics, supervision, staff management, and it will create that pathway for me. So essentially, it takes my current skills, it assesses it against this European framework and benchmarks it. And I think it also validates it because that can be something really important when you think about your skills and your competencies. And it provides you with a customized pathway to achieve a potential career goal, and it provides you with a list of courses that will help you achieve it.
This sounds like something I think we could all benefit from, because I do think there's a lot of talk, and I've kind of got a pain in the face talking about AI now to a certain extent, because it is so disruptive and it's so unknown and we don't know what it means. But I've spoken to friends and peers who are concerned about where things are going, and that exact thing of just your transferable skills. Sometimes we might be incredible at something and just think, oh, should I just do that because that's the way I am, but not realizing that that is an asset to another job and, as you said, another career path.
Yes, completely. And you've made a couple of really interesting points there. I think that piece around technology and AI and, I do think we are getting better at maybe recognizing where the value add is with it. I think that's really important to kind of say. I think the other piece with it as well is that, we've all been there at some point where we've sat down and said, oh, do I want to do something different? Am I looking at progression? Has that role come up in my organization? And oh, do I have what it needs? And at some point, I do think for the majority of us, we find ourselves Googling, what skills am I putting into my job application or my CV? And I have to say, when you look at how the technology extracts your competencies and your skills, I couldn't believe it gives you such a holistic view from your knowledge, your languages, your interpretation skills, your self-management skills. Details that I think for most of us, when we're thinking about career and progression, I think, and I also think it's a cultural thing. We maybe undersell ourselves sometimes when we talk about our skills. So this use of the technology gives us this really strong profile, I think, of what our skills and competencies looks like. But it also gives something a little bit different because if you are within your current role and you might be volunteering or you're involved with the local GAA club or you're the treasurer with the Parents Association, whatever that may be, there's a whole set of skills that go hand in hand with all aspects of our lives. And I think for this, it's an example of how we're really using technology to drive innovation and it allows us to understand the person, I think, an awful lot better in terms of skills. So if I take the employer example, if I have my staff completing and the transferable skills, what it provides me with is this really rich, lovely, strong data that really real-time data, which is so critical, that tells me who have I got within my four walls currently that, I know I have a vacancy that's coming up or I have a project that I need somebody to work on. And it allows you to to understand the skills profile of your staff within the organization. And you know, there may be somebody within that cohort that you're thinking, okay, they don't really have the financial maybe component to what I need, but can we get them that training? Can we get them the opportunity to do that upskilling piece? And are they the perfect fit for that role? So that's for me, I think, you know, from the employer's perspective and understanding who you have within your own organization. But I think the other bit with this is around training provision and the use of technology, because, you know, often when we provide, and I work in a university, so when we look at our course provision sometimes and we're going off an evidence base, there can often be a time lapse in that evidence base, Jess, where, you know, we'll have captured that data, we've assessed it, we've built the programs out. This allows us to be much more responsive. So if we're identifying needs that are coming up, you know, repeatedly in a particular area, and there is no education and training opportunity, there is no course or micro cred or 1 year, you know, level 7 or level 8 in that, this tells the training providers and it signals to the training providers, we have a significant gap in how we're supporting our communities, our industry. And I think for us with this is that connection between industry, education and training, because that is so significant. And how we look at future skills, how we, I don't want to say the words future proof, because that makes it sound that it's something solid in terms of, you know, it will be this stamp in time. But what it allows us to do is it to evolve with needs. And I think that that's sometimes, that's the bit with technology that's amazing. We can work with it. It is fast paced. You know this. I, you know, I've heard you talk about this so much. It is evolving. So this allows us to be much more responsive in how we respond to those needs, or proactive, perhaps.
Like, I'm a big advocate for lifelong learning. I don't care if you've been in the job 10 months, 10 years or whatever amount of time. It is something that we all need to do. As you said, the website is reshape.ie. I'm on it now. I'm going to have a proper snoop later on. But for the moment, Carmel, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining me here on News Talk.
Jess, thank you so much for the opportunity. It's been wonderful. And we look forward to connecting in again. Thanks so much.
Yeah, that was Carmel Halligan, the program manager with Reshape. Again, the website is reshape.ie. It looks like a brilliant platform. I'm having a snoop through, as I say, right now. And there is plenty of very interesting, even just getting you to think about your transferable skills and all the rest. It is fascinating. So again, that website is reshape.ie. Right, when we come back here on News Talk, I'll answer your tech questions.